Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananda in Miami, Florida. And Gurudev continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishads. He is presently lecturing on Prashna Upanishad. This is lecture number 7. And now, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananda.
Om. Om Bhadram Karanebhi. Shrinuyama Deva, Bhadram Pashyemaksh, Virijajatra, Stirairangai, Tushtuvagam, Sastanu Vihvyashema, Devahitam Yadayu, Swastina Indro Briddhashrava, Swastina Hapusha, Vishwaveda, Swastina Starksho, Arishtanemi, Swastino Brihaspatir Badadhatu, Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti is the peace chant of Prashna Upanishad, which has been explained to you. We are entering into the second question. The Upanishad began with 6 disciples approaching Guru with 6 questions. And first question was, whence do all these beings proceed? Was the source of all? That was answered. All of this proceed from prana and rayi. Prana refers in allegorical way, prana has been presented. Prana is life of life. And that's spirit and matter. That's how the answer was given. Of the two, matter is like the moon, spirit is like the sun. You can well understand, the moon doesn't have any existence, because the light of the sun that becomes luminous through the moon. The goal before every soul is to attain the sun. Allegorical way, not, don't think of the real sun. The absolute self, Brahman. But human mind, unless you have developed profound insight, unless you have been led through sadhana, your mind is always after things that are defined by time, space, causation. Always after attaining something in the world of time and space. That type of movement is called pravritti. Vast masses are involved in improving their life, having a lot of money. It's described in a scriptural way. Putreshana, Vitteshana, Lokeshana, Putreshana, to have progeny. You want your own flesh and blood around you. Near and dear ones, sons, daughters, grandsons, great, whatever, as much as possible. That's called Putreshana. Vitteshana, you want to be secure with your money. So have good, solid, material, economical support. And that's what people go on working for. And the idea that a lot of money has come into the bank and you are very secure, that seems to give satisfy human mind. But we allow with all relatives and friends around you, and with all the money to back you up, one little banana peel. And there is a third type of aspiration in human personality, called locational. How to be recognized by the world, to have your name and fame spread all through the world. You are the only one. But all these three aspirations, they are not real aspirations, these are all desires. They continue to haunt the soul from life to life. You can well imagine, if your mind is open to deeper understanding, that you have already passed through millions of embodiments. In each embodiment you had a lot of dreams, and many of your dreams you were able to fulfill them. But no matter how wonderfully you fulfilled them, you kicked the bucket. You left behind a legacy of success. People go on reading about you, how you turn from a ragged pauper to a fabulously rich person. This is the picture of pravritti. Pravritti means you have not understood the goal. You are being led by illusion. Can profound happiness be attained by material fulfillment? Simply because you have a lot of wonderful friends, a family, very abundant, hundreds, sons, daughters, grandsons, large family. That is, I'm not underestimating the. All these are blessings of God. But the blessings should lead you to a deeper blessing. If you are just involved with these external, even that is not easy to get in the soul. Live through your life facing so many adversities, even to have just even these illusions. God is not so charitable. You work very hard even to get these illusions, to have your own property, to have your own possessions, to have good family, to have all this. Not easy. But even when you were to get all this in a most majestic way, yet you must understand you've gotten nothing. Just like got fabulous experiences in your dream. You wake up, you bring nothing from your dream. Your soul does not carry. You might have in this embodiment lots of wonderful ornaments, very costly objects. But after death, not a single ring can you steal from this world. Everything is left out. In each embodiment, your mind goes after the same mistake. Let me have treshana, lots of progeny, vitteshana, lot of wealth, and lot of recognition. But this movement is called pravritti. The movement led by the illusion of the moon, because pravritti-based experience is not a direct enlightenment. The light is being pursued by you, but not the light that is direct, it is reflected light. Happiness arising out of these, that happiness is not a direct happiness. It is coming through subtle desires of your unconscious. Therefore, no matter how much you gain in the world, you may live a long life, have immense possessions, unimaginable power. You can put more imagination to it. Even if all this were to exist for millions of years, will that be the goal of life? millions of years have passed away. So this type of thinking is called pravritti. Another type of thinking, may I attain the sun. Think of the sun and all the illuminations created by the sun. Human mind goes after all the illumination, that means consciousness that is refracted by your mind and senses. Those refracted awareness becomes your goal. All different desires, all different types of aspirations, they are as if you are going after rainbows, shimmering clouds, and so forth. Instead, go after the sun. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. All else shall be added unto you. Sun is the kingdom of heaven. If you have the sun, all illuminations are with it. And who cares whether they are there or not? Attaining the goal, I am the sun, I am that. That revelation that I am not the body, not the mind, not the intellect, I am not the ego. I am the absolute sunlight, life of life, light of light, absolute reality, non-dual, beyond mind, intellect and senses. Don't think it is so difficult to imagine. Every day when you go to sleep, you allow that to happen. Ego moves away, time and space move away, even though your clock is nearby. And you miss nothing. Rather, you wake up refreshed. If you had that profound revelation, the question of waking up doesn't arise. Why to wake up into a world of long dream? Wake up in a real way. A reflected sun in a jar. Trying to give you a simpler illustration, is constantly facing challenges. But all its experiences and challenges are like dream, because reflected sun really is the sun. As long as it does not realize I am the sun, all its attainments are in the world of illusion. So think of two ways of looking at it. The reflected sun wants to have a bigger pot, a bigger contents in the pot, more fishes and frogs, or good things, whatever. But all its attainments compared to the realization, I am the sun. So to see the two different goals. One is called preya. It seems comfortable to human ego. But another is called shreya, that which is really the purpose of your existence, really fulfilling. And the purpose of religion and real spirituality is to allow you to switch your movement from ego-dominated goals to the goal where ego itself is effaced. So that is the basic theme. And I will get into the second question that is being asked. Through these six questions, that basic theme is highlighted again and again until you have a complete picture. Atah inam bhargavo vaidarbhi prapaccha bhagvan katyeva devah prajam vidharayante katara etat prakashayante kah punaresham varishtha iti. The disciple known as Bhargava asks sage Pippalada, O Bhagavan, how many gods sustain the living beings? Of these, how many gods illumine the body? And which God is the greatest of them all? This is my question. Question is appealing to, or is focused on, majority of people whose minds have not turned towards God as the only reality. Majority of people, they are talking about gods. And they have, in their mind, they have different gods for different things. Think of in a Hindu family, if there is a money problem, then you worship Lakshmi. If you want to pass examinations, then worship Saraswati. If you want to break obstacles, worship Hanuman. How many gods are there? As many senses, so many gods. As many limbs, so many gods. The scriptures introduce you to three things. Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, and Adhidaivik. Adhyatmik, subjective. In your subjective personality, you have the eyes. In the objective universe, you have the sun. Eyes are subjective. The sun is object. And the deity who connects your eyes to the sun, that's an aspect of God. That sun god is the Adhidaivik. The deity presiding over your eyes as well as presiding over the sun. Likewise, all your different senses are presided by deities. Your feet are presided by Lord Vishnu. Tongue is presided by Goddess Saraswati. Intellect is presided by Brihaspati or Brahma, the creator. Hands are presided by Indra. There may be different versions, etc. But the basic point is, one who is involved in ritualistic worship, there are different mantras by which you invoke gods. They touch your different parts of your body and invoke. May Indra come into my hands. May sun god come into my eyes, bless my eyes. Other gods, bless my ears. The wind god, bless the skin, so forth. All this teaching I am not giving to you, that you should get into all that. But all this be given to you, not to stay in that level. That practice is called nyasa, early stage of religion, ritualistic religion, where all this seems so practical. Thinking of God not as the God, but God having so many messengers, prophets, and people have a lot of problem with it. How can I get the attention of so many sub-gods? Now, next stage of understanding, that all these gods are only one God, the God, Brahman, the Absolute Self. This Absolute Self that plays the role of the sun and guides your eyes. It is that God who becomes the deity of your moon, deity of your mind, the deity of all the limbs. All the differences, that aspects of gods, are nothing but the God. If that movement enters your mind, you are moving towards Nivritti. Therefore, you are not pleasing an aspect of God for being established in the world of time and space. But you are pleasing God to develop devotion and to reach the state of self-effacement. When a river wants to reach its goal, dramatize it. In the beginning, the river must have lots of imagination. What the goal is going to be. And when the goal comes, how will I shake hands with that goal? Goal is the ocean. But when the river enters the ocean, where is the river? And yet the river has reached the goal. Likewise, when you attain God realization, where are you? God alone is. That's called God realization. Even when you go to deep sleep, where are you? Only when that little you dissolves that you have the experience of deep sleep.